News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, is today launching new measures for the delivery of the electric vehicle charging network across Ireland. Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor, School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Talk us through what's being proposed.
So what's in the plan that they're launching this morning is it's part of a series of plans that they've been working on over the past couple of years. And in this plan, what they're looking at is to put fast EV charging every 60 kilometres along the motorway network. Then also in neighbourhoods to put a neighbourhood charging for households that don't have access to a driveway. And to put all these charging units in over towards the end of the decade. They don't put in a specific number of chargers that they're going to put in, but they put in, say, the power that they're going to supply to the country in these chargers.
Yeah. Is that enough? Will that help? Do you think, is that going to make a difference?
I think it will. I think it will allay some of the fears around range anxiety. In terms of the numbers of charging units they're going to put in, I think we have about 2,500 at the moment. We have about 121,000 electric vehicles. So in terms of a ratio, that's not great when you look at other countries throughout Europe. But it can only help. But this plan, I suppose, is much more kind of focused in that it's looking at where the growth is going to be in electric vehicles. It's going to focus investment in those places to ensure that, as I said, things like range anxiety and that we can make this transition to electric mobility.
How would the neighbourhood scheme work? I'm kind of interested in this on a personal basis. At the road I live in, we don't have driveways. I actually park on the other side of the road to the house. So it's a reason why I haven't got an electric vehicle up to now.
Yeah, and there's lots of people in that camp as well. So basically how it would work would be there would be an area somewhere within where you live that you would either you would drive to initially, obviously, park your car there for depending on how fast the chargers are. So you could park it and leave it there overnight and then walk or cycle back from your car to your house and then come back the next day and it will be fully charged. And that's part of that's one of the solutions that they're looking at. But another solution that they're also looking at, or research that we've done, at least in Trinity, looked at, was using street lights and to connect to those and to have a slower trickle charge into the car.
Okay, that would be interesting. How are we doing overall in terms of electric vehicles compared to other countries?
I think all countries across Europe at the moment are starting to slow. There was a bit of a backlash in terms of the second-hand market when there was lots of cheaper Chinese electric cars coming into the market. And that saw a lot of the kind of like the Volkswagens and Teslas reduce their prices. We saw in the first quarter of this year, our sales were down 20% on the previous year, which we, if we're to meet the targets that are in the climate action plan of the 1 million electric vehicles and 50% reduction in emissions, we needed to be up 20%. So it the first quarter was not good. So things like this, I suppose the government are trying to react to slow that decline in sales.
At what point, and this is maybe an impossible question to answer, at what point will we get to the stage where every car on our roads is electric? Will we get to that point, and when do you think that will be?
I'm not sure if we'll ever get to that point, that every single car would be electric. They're saying 30% of vehicles by 2030 would be electric. I think that's very ambitious, given the number of vehicles that we need to sell, the amount of charging that we need to put in, the cost of the vehicles. But, you know, Europe are planning to stop the sale of petrol and diesel cars by 2035, I think was the last I heard. It'll probably be 15 years after that all the vehicles would have aged out and petrol and diesel will be gone. And then it will be electric, a mix then of, you know, biofuels and hydrogen perhaps at some point as well.
Okay, all right, we'll leave it there. Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor at the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.